te mirando el cielo, yo lo Prapanna parijataya Totra vetraika panaye Jnana mudraya krishnaya Gita amrita duhe namaha Hare Krishna. So we'll start the third chapter today. The third chapter is Karma Yoga. And the connection between the second and third chapter needs to be carefully explored. So we'll recite the verse and Prabhupada elaborates it nicely in the purport along with some other points also. Arjuna vacha
jayasi
chet karmanaste matta buddhir janardana tat kim karmani ghore maam Yo jayasi keshava vyamishrineva vakyena buddhir mohayasiva me tadekam vadanishchitya yena shreyo hamapnuyan. Okay, so translation.
Arjuna said, O Janardhan, O Keshava, why do you want to engage me in this ghastly warfare if you think that intelligence is better than fruitive work? My intelligence is bewildered by your equivocal instructions. Therefore, please tell me decisively which will be most beneficial for me.
You know, it is said that when a speaker speaks, say 100%, the audience is able to understand only 20%. And actually only God knows which 20% it is. So, although these mundane laws don't apply to the exchange between the Lord and the devotees, but still the principle holds that everybody hears, when we speak according to what is going on in our minds. And then when others are hearing, they hear according to what is going on in their minds. So that's why Krishna is in one sense talking about profound philosophy. How you can attain inner peace, shanti. And Arjuna is, yes, he's also asking, but he's more concerned about the immediate circumstances. And he's thinking of shanti in the immediate circumstances. So there are several reasons for Arjuna's feeling that Krishna's instructions were ambiguous. And the most immediate is that the last two verses, 71-70, they talk repeatedly about shanti. Apurya manamachala pratishtham samudra mapah pravishanti tatat kamayam shantim apnoti natu kama kami shantim. And then next one, vihaya kamanyah sarvan pumam sharati nispruha nirmamo nirahankara sa shanti madigachati. So the word shanti, ashantasya kutaha sukham. So Krishna has talked shanti several times. So in 70, 71 and before that in 66. And because of this, Krishna, Arjuna, because of these repeated use of the word shanti, Arjuna thinks that yes, Krishna wants me to, wants peace. And he's telling me the process by which I will attain peace. But then, if we see earlier section, 2.11-30, therefore, tasmād yudhyasva bhārata, several times that call has come. So Arjuna has not contradicted that call explicitly by telling him not to fight. But he has said that you will attain peace. So he can't figure it out. How is all these two possible? He's talked about, told me to fight also. And he's told that you will attain peace also. And specifically, jayasi chet karmanaste matta buddhir janardana. So he says, if you think karmanaste matta buddhir janardana, jayasi means better than. If you think, there's two things, there's karma and there is buddhi. So if you think intelligence is better than activity, tat kim karmani ghore maam niyojayasi keshava, then why are you engaging me in ghora karma, in terrible karma? So the context to these verses is 2.39 and 2.49. In 2.39, Krishna tells that एषा ते भीता सांखे बुद्धिर्योगे त्वमां शृणु बुद्ध्या युक्तो यया पार्थ कर्मबन्धं प्रहास्यसि. सो देयर ही इज टॉकिंग यूज द वर्ड बुद्धि ट्वाइस एंड अर्जुन थिंक्स दैट नाउ ही इज गिविंग मी हायर लेवल इंस्ट्रक्शन विच इज एक्चुअली ट्रू. Although the instruction is higher level, the conclusion of the instruction is the same. But Arjuna doesn't understand that. That means, earlier if you see 2.31 to 2.37, Krishna seems to be making a very conclusive case. You know, if you win, you will gain the earth. If you die, if you lose and die, you will gain the heavens. Therefore, you must fight. Become your determinant fight. But Nan says, now I will tell you in terms of Sankhya, using Buddhi. Asia, so he says, now I will talk about Buddhi. He talks in 2.39. And in 2.49, he uses the word avaram karma. Duren hi avaram karma, buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Buddha yukta, vyapartha karma bandham prahasyasi. So, sorry. What is it? Duren hi avaram karma, buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Buddha sharana vannicha, krupana falahetavaha. So there also he uses the word buddhi. You know, by your intelligence you should surrender. And duren hi avaram karma. Avaram means, vara means blessing. And avara is the opposite of blessing. That means abominable work. So with your intelligence, O Dhananjay, keep abominable work far away. So now, from Arjuna's point of view, he's thinking, what is abominable work? Killing my grandfather, killing my teacher, this is abominable work. And Krishna is telling me to keep it far away. But Arjuna, Krishna is talking more in a philosophical context. And what is he calling as avaram karma? He's saying karma kand itself is avaram karma. So actually there is karma yoga and there is karma kand. So in karma kand, one achieves, strives for fruitive results, material fruitive results. And they are temporary. So therefore Krishna calls them abominable. And therefore, he should give them up and strive for an eternal result. So, now what is happening is, there is, Krishna has talked about karma kanda, Krishna has talked about karma yoga. Karma kanda means, you work so that you get material fruits, that you will go to heaven. And then, he has talked about karma yoga. And in karma yoga, when he has talked from 2.49, 39,